This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to Los Angeles. The esteemed columnist, Helene Elliott, joins us from the LA Times to talk about the Dodgers situation. How are you, Helene?
I'm great. How are you?
It's great to have you back on the bench. I got to ask you, what did you think of my Penguins, my beloved Penguins, winning back-to-back Stanley Cups?
That was just amazing. People don't realize how difficult it is and how long a season it was, particularly for guys like Crosby, who played in the World Cup in September, before the whole season and before the whole playoffs. So, yeah, that was a pretty amazing accomplishment for them.
Right. It was – I can't even believe it. So the other day we were – so I moved, right, and I'd lived in this house for like a decade, and I bought another house, and – My wife grew up in the house as a child, so I bought it, blah, blah, blah. We're moving in, and then we were moving, heavy furniture that we were getting rid of, right, in the basement, and this giant chest was, we were lifting this thing, and it was against a wall, and as we were lifting this thing, it weighed, like, 300 pounds. My buddy and I were lifting it, and we had, like, three of us trying to lift this thing, and I noticed that my replica Stanley Cup was against the wall, and it was, like, being pressured by this piece of furniture, and I yelled out, my wife was there, and I yelled out, "Put it down, my Stanley Cup! Put it down! Don't touch the Stanley Cup!" And my wife's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Don't tell me that. It's the Stanley Cup. You have no idea what you're talking about. I don't care about your chest, your stupid furniture. It's the Stanley Cup."
You got your priorities straight.
That's right. And then I put it down and I grabbed the cup and I put it up on a high arch on a mantle and I wiped it off and I kissed it and said I was sorry. Never.
You lift it above your head, you know?
Oh, of course. I bring it out every spring now. I bring it to CBS in Manhattan, and I walk around New York with the Stanley Cup, and people shout obscenities at me and give me the finger.
Well, that's New York.
Yeah.
You know.
So what do you think of this Kershaw injury? And we've been there before with him, and here we go again. I guess on a bright note, there's still time for this to be dealt with, and he'll be ready to go for the postseason because you know they're headed there. But what has the reaction been in Los Angeles?
Well, actually, it's been kind of a cautious. You know, I thought people would be, screaming and crying and ripping their hair out, but it's a little bit cautious in the sense that what the Dodgers are saying is that it was a muscle strain, it was not a problem with a disc in the back. And anybody who's ever had back problems is probably like nodding their head up and down right now because you know how tricky disc problems and back problems can be. But if it was just a muscle strain, sure, it's a concern, but it may not be as serious as what happened last season, and it may not be something that is as serious, serious enough to really have long-term bad impact for him.
So at least he was smart enough to realize something was wrong and not try to overdo it. He has been, as usual, brilliant self, 11-2 with a 1.79 ERA, 145 strikeouts, just 9 walks. I mean, I watch him every night he pitches. It's a pleasure, I think, to watch him pitch, and you get to see it all the time out there. But at least he was smart enough to shut it down, right?
Absolutely. There was no reason to try and push it. You know, an athlete like him, he has to be so in tune with his body. And as soon as he knows something is off, he was smart enough to say, "We got to shut this down." I think he pitched to one more batter or two more batters. And then he said, "You know, that's it." And that was the absolute smart thing to do because if he had kept on going for another inning or whatever, then he really could have hurt by overcompensating for the sore place in his back. So he did the smart thing, and maybe that will pay off for him in the end.
All right, so now Brandon McCarthy went on the DL with a blister. I know they brought back Ryu tonight, right? He's pitching, and they're losing that game right now to the Twins. Were you surprised that they struggled against the Braves and that now they're losing to the Twins? Because I think they've been killing everyone, but are you surprised at all of these teams, like, I mean, Atlanta, what they did to them?
Oh, a little bit, but you know what? The Dodgers were playing at such a pace for so long. It was inevitable that they were going to kind of, you know, fall off the edge a little bit at some point. You can't sustain the percentage that they were playing for more than, you know, for half a season or anything like that. It was just impossible. You know, but then they won the last game of the series, so it was not a complete loss. And, you know, there's going to be instances where the other team just out-pitches them. I mean, it's still early tonight, and it's Bartolo Colon, so heaven only knows if that lead is up for Minnesota. But, you know, I think he's almost as old as Vin Scully, by the way. But, but you know, the Dodgers have been consistent enough, and the batting, they've just got such depth everywhere in the lineup. I mean, every one of the starting pitchers, their opening day rotation, has been on the DL this season. But look where they are. Despite all that, despite all the DL, you know, usage, they are still where they are, and that's pretty remarkable. That tells you what kind of depth they have.
I think they're the best team in baseball, without a doubt. Now, do you believe the great Helene Elliott Willis from the LA Times, do you believe that they are actually engaged on either Yu Darvish or Justin Verlander?
I would say Darvish probably more than Verlander, because I think Verlander has a few more years left after this. Darvish is in the last year of his contract. But from what I understand, from what our guys have written, that, yeah, the Dodgers have been interested in Verlander. In Darvish has been their target.
Do you? We were talking about this last week on the show that they are playing baseball like they haven't played, frankly, since their great years, like the 88 year or even in the 70s. We were talking about here in New York, about the great, you know, Dodger-Yankee rivalry. We were talking to Elliot Kalba, MLB Network, that it would be great for baseball again if that were to happen again, like if it's the cyclical nature of sports, if we could get back to the days of the Yankees against the Dodgers. But I'll say this. I think the Dodgers, Helene, are way ahead of the Yankees. I think the Yankees are in it. They're in a wild card situation. They've gotten some bolstering of their bullpen and some moves that Cashman made. But I still think it's the Dodgers that are closer to destiny than the Yankees. How do you feel about seeing this Dodger team being great again?
Well, it's funny because, you know, the longer they get in the playoffs, it won't be on local TV. So actually people in Los Angeles will be able to see it if it's on national TV. As I'm sure you know, the Dodgers TV contract is such that something like 70% of the L.A. area can't see the Dodgers, which is really ridiculous. But, you know, the Dodgers went for the big money on the TV contract, and, you know, they are using some of that money on payroll. So, you know, they're building the team that way. But, yeah, I mean, you look at this team, and again, you look at all the guys who've been on the DL, all the pitchers who've been on the DL, and still look at where they are in the standings, and that really tells me what kind of depth they have. You look at guys like Chris Taylor, who nobody really kind of knew what he was capable of doing, and he didn't even start the season with them. You know, he's filled in on an incredibly well. He's batted in the top eight positions in the lineup at one time or another, and he's played second, he's played short, he's played left, he's played center. Guys like that have made themselves spark plugs and made themselves so valuable that I think it speaks well to the Dodgers' chances of going to the World Series and certainly winning it.
So let me ask you about the Lakers real quick. Is this the most excited that anyone in L.A. has been about the Lakers since the frankly, the Shaq Kobe years when they were winning three championships. I mean, and even, you know, the Showtime Lakers were a different scene altogether. That was as groovy as it gets. But is this the most excited they've been after watching ball play this summer in Las Vegas and the possibilities that exist now with this kid that's going to play? I mean, Magic and Blink and all these people and Walton are so excited. How is the mood about the fans and the possibilities?
Oh, absolutely. The excitement is at a really high level. As you mentioned, you know, the way the kid played in Vegas was just so impressive. And, yes, it was against other rookies and second-year players and, you know, guys who are desperate for jobs and all that. But nobody else put up the numbers that he did. You know, just watching him even learn over even the course of 3, 4, or 5 games was really interesting. You know, he still has to work on that three-point shot. He's still not – shooting percentage was awful, but he's smart. He sees the game so well, and that's the thing that you can't teach. You either have it or you don't, and he has it. And you know, it's an incredibly difficult conference, but I think the Lakers are at least going to be more competitive, and they're going to win more games this season, and that's all that fans want, just some sense of progress.
Lastly, I got 30 seconds, respectfully. Are you ready for Los Angeles to have another Olympic Games? And do you think it'll be 24 or 28?
I'll be on my rocker or off my rocker by then. I suspect it'll be 2028. I think Paris will get 2024, and L.A. will get 2028, and they'll both say that's exactly what they wanted.
You're something else. I always love having you on the bench, Helene. Thanks so much for joining us on CBS Sports Radio. We'll catch up down the road, hopefully before you're on your rocker or off your rocker.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
All right, I'll see you. That's my buddy Helene Elliott of the LA Times.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.